5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
sink.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 162 of the TTV podcast. Hey.
162, a number that doesn't really sound great as 161, so.
Yeah, you're right. It's kind of doesn't have that same audio flow.
No, it doesn't. And even like the 50s sound better than like 60s.
I wish I was here. 60s
are like that weird intermediary mark where it's like, yeah. It's above the milestone. And it's like slog through. Like,
okay. Once you get to 7, you're like, oh, we're almost to 10, guys. But you're just above 5, and you're not yet at 7, so you're still closer to 5 than 10. And it's like the thing where you're like, all right, we're just gonna wade through the 60s, and then we're gonna get to the 70s.
I wonder if we go look at the original 100 TTV episodes, I bet the 60s were a dark period.
The 60s?
Yeah, probably. I mean, anything before the 90s. Anything before the 90s were a dark period for us.
What happened in the
60s? Both in our actual life and in the podcast.
Viper, you were a fan. What happened in the 60s?
I believe, as far as I know, there was the Lego movie, The Game, or something like that, and then...
I recently got a copyright strike.
Really?
No, what?
Not a strike, but a claim. Yeah.
Really?
Somebody claimed our outro music.
Really?
What?
Okay, then.
Nice
try,
then,
that was.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. Also, the Lego movie, The Game, was in the 70s, so you disgust me. I'm revoking your TTV fan card.
Wow.
And you say the 90s was, like, a good period. I went back to listen to, like, some of the episodes from the 90s. And, all you can hear is, like, me shuffling in, like, my beanbag, and it's the most aggravating thing I have ever heard ever. It's like I want to jump into a TARDIS, jump back out, and backhand my younger self in the face and tell her to stop moving.
Let's be real, TTV episodes pre-100 were kind of a dark period all.
Well, it's before Val was like, guys, quality control, it's gotta happen.
Speaking of quality control... And introduce ourselves.
Good guy, Vin.
Good idea.
I'm Messina.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Venom.
I'm Viper.
You always do this. I heard you.
This
I heard
TV
you.
162.
I had like a bad feeling it was me next. I didn't want that awkward silence. I'm sorry.
Well, I had that awkward feeling too. Like I had the thing where
I
was like, I'm like, am I next? I'm next.
You are next. You're
I am.
Next.
I made it.
So this is just a quick preface to where everybody is. It's like, LJ's at SLCC right now.
Right.
And Var is just doing, you know...
Yeah, LJ's meeting so many fans and having such a great
time. LJ's just having a ball. He's doing this great fan meetup, and he's, like, talking to a bunch of people playing board games. He went to, like, watch a movie with fans. It's great.
Oh, whatever.
How many fans turned up?
Zero.
One. Well, actually, not even one turned up. I think he's going to meet that one fan.
Yeah.
Everybody else bailed out of the meetup.
And the only reason he's going to meet him is because he needs to give him a set he won from Akuta Fest. That fan needs his set. That's the reason why LJ's going to meet him.
That's
literally
LJ,
the only reason why.
Exactly. We were having this conversation the other night. We were like, oh, well, this guy in a mask wants to meet
people
a bunch of people.
People are scared of
park.
LJ.
I know. It's like, can you imagine these kids being like, hey, mom, so,
I
want to
meet
this
guy
YouTuber.
In the park with a trench coat.
In the middle of a park, in the middle of a convention that you're already kind of nervous
like,
to let me go to.
Weird looking
like,
mask,
well,
too.
Yeah, I know.
That
like,
almost
well,
resembles
you know
a
like?
Smile.
No.
Can you imagine how creepy
you know
that would
name?
Look to parents?
Do you,
only
do you
like
even know his name?
Yeah.
Do you know where he's
you
from?
Know his
where
name?
He lives,
well,
at
I know,
least? Nope.
I know him from the internet, and his name's LJ.
All I know is that he hates blue pins, so... we're
the
joking, like, the police dispatch.
For, like,
this is gonna be
blue
later.
Pills.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, you know...
he doesn't like blue pills.
Man. But no, before we get into the podcast itself, I'll give our usual disclaimers before we get too far into things. If you were watching this episode on YouTube, you were a week behind, feel free to go check out our Vessel account at vessel.com/theTTV channel to view the latest episode of the TTV podcast that was recorded 1 week earlier, and it has all the latest and up-to-date news, and you can check that out completely for free. Additionally, if you want to subscribe to the Early Access program, you can get all of our videos 1 week earlier for just $3 a month. A great deal helps us out a ton. Additionally, if you don't want to go to Vessel... we sell t-shirts at store.ttvpodcast.com, and those are great. I think any time, like, between now and the end of the year, we should have some more designs.
Yeah, oh, about, yeah, we're making some new ones. So,
because I actually wanted to buy that shirt you were working on.
That'd be so great.
I need
great.
To buy. You know what? The thing with me is not so much that I don't want. Like, if I was a fan, I would have already bought the shirts. The reason I haven't bought them yet is just because, like, we do so much stuff on the back end to make sure that, like, the shirts get done, and it's just. I always feel bad for like trying to do that because I'm like I don't want my name to pop up and have this whole thing go. But you know, I might buy a shirt and have Var ship it to me when he ships my parts.
Yeah, but he still hasn't sent.
So I'll just
also
I'll
last
get a shirt
thing
for that.
audibletrial.com/TTV get a free audiobook of your choosing.
Too little, too
we
late.
We recommend
though,
brick
think?
By brick.
Don't we have any other books? What have you been listening to? Like. On Audible. Do you listen to anything on Audible?
No.
You don't have an Audible account? I've been
I do.
Listening to
I do have an Audible account. Don't listen to it. Never even listen to Brick by Brick.
Okay, so that's a great endorsement.
I got the book.
I'm listening to Console Wars, which is a story about
no one cares.
Nintendo and Sega.
Everybody fights
in
the console.
It's an additional
wars.
Thing that you can get if you've already had Brick by Brick on Audible. There,
no one
books.
Cares what you listen to on Audible. Jeez,
people might know there's other stuff to
I mean,
listen
to. I mean, you listen
to
Steve Jobs' book.
Oh yeah, no, Steve Jobs is so great. You should listen to that too.
Turtlenecks, I love Turtlenecks of Life. Steve Jobs' life story.
I saw about your comment about the next shirt. It's already finished. It's been finished for like a long time.
Epic.
So, I mean, just waiting on you guys to make it a shirt.
Oh, wow. I put us up on that, huh? No, it's you guys are the problem, not me. Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Even still, I'm
I think
happy
if Var was here, he would come up with a really good reason why it's not our fault. But I don't know.
Probably,
about it.
But Var's not here, so we just have to imagine.
We'll have to imagine that for some reason it's not our fault. Just assume that.
Yeah. Okay.
So last week, the TTV podcast was a little off schedule with the advent of the 2016 leaks. We released an episode on, I think it was Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Late Tuesday, early Wednesday. This week we're back on regular rotation. And it's the aftermath of the 2016 leaks. You know, that hollow time where you've seen everything and there's nothing else.
I haven't seen everything. So kinda... I still haven't seen a good picture of the water creature.
Well, yeah, fair enough. Spoiler alert, it's a fish.
Yeah. What kind of fish?
Well done.
Is it a puffer fish?
I applaud your observance.
It's like
a clown fish.
Uxar is like an insect. What kind of insect? I don't know. He's just an insect.
Just
yeah, what kind
food.
Of insect? That's not being descriptive at all.
Not everything has to have a real life equivalent, man. But anyway,
what
the point I was making was, if this was in the normal circumstances, we would have absolutely nothing to talk about. But now, there's a little bit of another interesting piece of news, namely the advent of the Netflix show.
Netflix.
Netflix hype.
There's shows I can't get on Netflix. It hurts.
Why can't you get them on Netflix?
Because, like, firstly, I can't, like, afford it for myself. And my brother does have Netflix, but he's never around. And he takes his iPad with him.
I haven't had Netflix in a whole very long time. That's
I still haven't
you
watched Daredevil.
Can't you access Netflix on your computer?
Yeah, but I need the password, though, and he won't give it
can't
to me.
Can you get the password?
No.
Well, I mean, if I had a password,
can't
I wouldn't
make,
give it to you.
Yeah,
right?
People
account?
Don't like to give up their Netflix.
Because you're basically freeloading off me.
Yeah.
Now, what I did beforehand is that I had a thing where I organized with a bunch of friends a Netflix shared account. So they would give me money, they would pay up for the year, and then I would pay, like, I'd collect all that money and pay for it. But I charged them just a bit more, so I made a bit of profit. But they didn't have to worry about it. They have to pay, like, what, $25 for an entire year worth of Netflix, which is a really good deal.
Hmm. Yeah.
So maybe, you know, we could have a company Netflix account or something.
That would be pretty awesome.
Man, but we have so much company stuff now. Our expenses like skyrocketed in the past couple of days.
Huh.
We got
with the advent of us trying to be more professional. Not even like stuff that you guys will ever even take notice of, but just behind the scenes stuff to help us out. It's a lot of bank.
I know.
We should do a video one day about how much work it takes into TTV.
Yeah. We could release that as the after show sometime, and like one business meeting we'll have about like what we want to do with the future of the channel.
Well, whenever like more like Var's on, because
well,
like I'm not exactly.
No, let's have a business meeting with like us four.
Let's
do me and Meso and then Ven and Viper. Let's do that.
Let's bring X on too. Yeah. He's informed.
It would just end up like Var comes into the office and we're like playing like Pictionary instead of doing an office meeting.
What is the deal with us having office meetings at like 3 o'clock in the morning now? When did that happen?
When everybody started staying up late, and that's the only time everybody's on.
That's true.
It's kind of when that happens. It's kind of unfortunate, but that's how it goes. I'm usually up late playing Destiny or some other kind of game.
Now, while we're on the topic of the company, aren't there a couple of other things we should probably get to right away before we
get into the expenses? One of the new things that we bought when we're getting there is that we are changing our URL, and this is kind of important for all of you guys going forward, because we are going to be changing TTV Podcast to TTV Channel. We're doing a bit of rebranding there.
Yep.
So anything there at ttvpodcast.com is going to become ttvchannel.com. Everything will redirect. We already have, you know, we're lining up everything, so if you type TTV Podcast by mistake or you have anything written down, it'll redirect. There will be no problems. But
what about board.ttvpodcast.com?
It will be board.ttvchannel.com. Additionally, we will also have emails. We have our own professional emails now. So you can go, for instance, if you have news, you can go to email them to news@ttvchannel.com, because a lot of the times people will message us in the message boards and direct messages on Twitter or on Facebook, and sometimes, you know, when, or on YouTube, and it's, you know, when you have like 7 billion different channels, sometimes it's hard to do that. So if you do want to make sure it gets to us, you can send it to news@ttvchannel.com. That's our new email address for collecting all that kind of stuff. And we'll also have, I think we can list our own professional emails in there, because they won't be our personal emails. So you can send, inquiries and stuff from legal to business to video stuff.
Inquiries.
Yeah. That all goes to
inquiries. That's such a fancy word.
You mean inquiries?
Inquiries.
No, inquiries.
Inquiries.
No.
Inquiries. I'm thinking.
I believe it is inquiries.
I'm thinking because, like, inquiries. I know inquire is a
whatever.
Word.
I don't care.
And I would kind of like, for me, I would assume inquiries.
So what about the message boards?
It could be inquiries. The message boards are down.
At the time of this recording,
which is
September 26th.
Here's the deal for people who are wondering what happened. People, for some reason, a lot of people always go to like being hacked. Whenever a site goes down, like that happens.
Or right off the bat, I see people saying, did Lego take down your site for posting the leaks?
Oh, yes. Gosh.
Too late for that.
None of that happened. What happened is that our software, we use an open source software for our forum software hosting. It's why it appears like kind of newer and modern than like some of the other boards that you might have seen around. So what happened is that they just updated, and because of this update, they changed how our CSS works. I don't know. What that means is that the way the website looks, the way how like the skin of the website, how it looks above like just the software, we kind of did a custom job of that. We took some sources from, you know, different things, and we use CSS from other places. And so now that they've upgraded, we are trying to fix all of that. But because it just happened, we don't have all the necessary information. So we have to go through and look and see what they changed, and then go back and see what has to change on our end.
Just kind of have to work with the whatever changes there are.
Coding is like a really finesse thing, so we don't know how long it'll take. Hopefully, we hope by the end of this weekend it'll be up. We're contacting different people who design different aspects of the site, because again, it's open source, so there's all these different stuff. We're contacting them and seeing if they can help us out, like give us some clarification on what's been changed, that kind of thing. We don't know how long it's going to take. We don't know how long it's going to get back to us, but that's the update on the boards right now.
Rip in peace.
So, hopefully we can get back in the meantime.
I'll never get to see all those posts that, especially Meso's argument against 2006 LJ topic.
Yeah, I posted this huge write-up, like the longest post I've written in a while, talking about why 2006 was a good year.
It was Meso's biography.
The boards go down before anybody can see it.
It was his autobiography, and now we'll never see it. Thanks, message boards.
No, you can still see it. I have multiple autobiographies online.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, because all my image history got deleted, because we always talk about how, like, Maj host went down, and all this stuff has gotten lost forever.
So you, like, wrote it down?
Yes, I documented my internet history on, like, the BZPC and stuff.
So it's more like a chronology than, like...
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's important. And, like, I copied all of our Skype messages from, like, for the last 5 years into easily segmented text documents.
She must have, like, a massive library of, like...
Oh, do you really? You should upload that to Dropbox.
I should.
You should, because those are text files. They can't be that large.
No.
But that's really interesting. I'd like to read all of that.
Someone ever, like, betrays us, we should, like, dig them back up and, like,
well,
post them online.
Well, you split them up into the... like, I mean, you know...
Not that easy. Trust me.
I'm betting it's not that interesting
either.
Hot words.
Okay. What I had to do, I had to use a third-party program to extract all my messages from Skype, and then it would display them. And then I had to export that into a text document that was way too huge. Then I had to split that into 5 text documents per year, which is still very huge. And it's not grouped by conversation as much as I wish it was. It's grouped by date and time posted.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
That is terrible.
Oh, that's that sucks so badly. Okay,
now, if I
could
find the program, and if anybody knows of one that can export Skype history conversation-based, that would be optimal. Until then, though, pretty much all it's used for is if you want to control F a search term.
Yeah, we might we might need to, like, export all of our Skype messages, because Skype is dying.
Nah, I'm
you
good.
Guys don't have much, you guys don't have as much to worry about.
Our new service has been so terrible archives
recently.
Everything, and you can
it's
find
weird.
Everything.
Skype's been getting worse for you guys. It's been getting better for me.
You're absorbing the energy
I have no
of our
Skype. Skype right now. It's just as stupid as it's always been.
I don't know if whatever Skype is, for every, like, every time I start up Skype, I can't just start up Skype. I have to start it, and I have to wait a bit, and if it's not responding for over 5 minutes, and I have to restart it. And I have to do that about 2 or 3 times before it'll actually start. And if I put my computer into hibernation mode and come back, Skype will not work. All my other programs resume just like, you know, if I, you know, I just put it to sleep. But Skype will not work, so I have to do that.
Skype has stopped working. Would you want to send a little report over to Microsoft so we can do nothing about it?
For some reason, like, I have to choose between the internet or Skype. I don't know why. It's like...
What does that mean?
Oh, like you can't use your browser or Skype at the same time?
Yeah. Like, I don't know, I figured out that if I choose the internet first, and if I open an internet browser first, then Skype will work, so I hacked it. Not literally
hacked it, but...
You know what I mean? Like,
no, I don't know what you mean. Stop using words that don't pertain to what you're talking about.
Stop inquiring me.
Oh, okay. How about I stop inquiring you and start that's not my job.
I have this weird thing that will happen sometimes. I have this weird thing that will happen sometimes where I'm just on Skype or I'm playing a game and everything's going
fine. No one cares. Bionicle.
And suddenly I can't load, like, browser pages. Also, yeah, keyword Bionicle.
Well,
get back to the
Netflix
show.
I think that, like... I was just gonna segue back into it. I was going to say that my internet connection is now better because I have supposedly gigabit internet. It doesn't always do gigabit speeds, but it's way faster than I think anybody else right now. So that means that I can instantly load stuff up like Netflix.
Instantly.
Good for you.
And that means that I will be able to binge watch the entirety of the new Bionicle show, if there is a new Bionicle show. And I don't know. I mean, like, we were talking about this before. We don't know if it's just going to be like a compilation of all the animation.
I would so laugh if it was.
That would be so sad.
I mean,
I've enjoyed the animations.
It's nothing against the animations, but. I would be hyped for a Netflix show, like, on the premise of it being new content, like an episodic, longer content, because there's one, like, the big thing I have with the animations is that I want them to have a bigger budget. I want them to be able to, you know, to have a longer episode.
I want them to be an actual show.
And to have, like, more people.
Yeah, actual show with actual voice actors.
I don't hate the narrator, but I would like to have more voice actors. I would like to have, like, an actual, you know, an actual full show in that style, because I really do enjoy that animation style.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, that's actually perfect. What I would like for it to be looked exactly the same. I don't want the art style to change. I want a voice cast, but I want to keep the narrator as a narrator. And I also want to keep Merlin Mann
as
involved.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Because Merlin Mann, he knows the community. like really well, and it's clear that he understands the line and the values that make it successful. And I think he could shine a lot better if it wasn't such a constrained format.
Right, and he—I mean—he's like he engages with the community too in a very, very earnest way.
He's the closest thing we have to a face for Bionicle.
Right, right now, right exactly. Now. Even like Ryder Windham, his kind of well, you can't contact.
He
him
did
anymore.
An interview on like Der Chronist. Yeah, yeah. Thank. I'll post that in the description.
But yeah, no, I totally agree, but I will say one thing. If they decide to change the animation style, I don't think I'm going to miss it.
Well, it depends. If it's, like, CGI, I mean, like, that's yeah, if, probably like, the if most it turns likely out to be CGI, be.
Which wouldn't be all that surprising.
Yeah.
Considering our previous LEGO shows.
I will miss it. I liked how... I guess, like, if they did make things a bit more... Like with the Borak, what's it? The Borak animations. Those were like that style in Minog and stuff. They have they're very
yeah. No, set, I like the style. Don't get me wrong, but
right.
I guess
it could be refined a little bit, but you know, just I like that visual design.
Right.
Like I won't be really sore about it if they decide to change it.
Fair enough.
I'm willing to try it out. I mean, I'm more interested in the content. Than in
exactly. I'm more interested in what the show is than what it looks like.
And man, look, imagine if they're able to get
really. So if it looked like Teen Titans Go, you wouldn't care.
Well, I mean,
yes,
I would sort of care, but it's not. I mean, if it's a really good show,
if it's a Teen
Titans,
it would
be worth the compromise.
If it's a Teen Titans Go styled show with good production values and a good budget and a good story, no, I wouldn't care.
No, look,
it'd be worth
the
compromise.
I don't like Teen Titans Go because the quality of the episodes I feel has gone down from Teen Titans.
No, it definitely.
And
has.
Teen Titans, Teen Titans, like just on the principle of being written, was such a great show. And I feel like if Teen Titans Go was that same art style, but they still had the same kind of like story emphasis and gravitas that Teen Titans did, because Teen Titans got dark a lot of the time. And it was brilliant, and it was really well done, and I love that show. And Teen Titans Go is kind of like a slap in the face because of that. And also because they canceled freaking Young Justice, which was, in my opinion, the better version of Teen Titans, honestly. In terms of, like, you know, what DC. And they canceled Young Justice to bring back, like, this, like this neutered version of Teen Titans.
Get it out. I'm trying to find... Don't literally spit it out.
I'm trying to find, like, the right word, man.
Or, like, you're trying to find the vomit. Oh, there it is.
Word vomit, like a kumu.
Kumu.
That was so good. It's still good.
Still good.
I hope this Bionicle show is going to be just too good.
Me too. I hope. If it exists. I really, really hope it's actually a show. Because if not... We've set ourselves up for massive disappointment.
Yeah,
because,
like, watch.
And I don't know.
It's just gonna... Like, that part of the catalog that we saw was just in regards to, like, a bunch of advertisements they're gonna have on Netflix for Bionicle.
Oh, my God. It could be. I didn't think of that.
They compile the entire year's animations into, like, a 22-minute or, like, 25-minute TV special. And then they compile all of next year's animations into like a 25-minute TV special, and they release both of those at once.
That'd be kind of lame, to be honest.
I don't like the Hero Factory model. I really don't. I don't like having one movie for an entire story year. I don't like that either. If you can set up something, there's a lot of like, you know, there's a lot of things you can do with that story format. You can't do that with like just one story, you know, one movie thing a year.
Compared to movies versus TV, I feel that TV is the best way to go to develop a story. Like,
agreed.
Because you have more running time. Like, there's
Breaking
episodes
Bad?
Of like Game of Thrones that
bad TV show.
That
bad
run
movie.
As long as a movie. So you're getting more out of what you're getting.
This is very true.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind if Bionicle stuck to like the usual cartoon runtime and be like a half hour long per episode.
No, that's completely fine with me. It's just, like, overall, if it's, like, a series, it will run longer than a movie, which means more story, hopefully, unless it's, like, filled with filler, like Chima was.
I guess, but it's not really necessary. Plus, you can expand it a lot more if you had shorter interval episodes.
I think the important thing for LEGO to really realize is that high-quality stuff, high-quality cartoons are the rage nowadays, right? You look at stuff, like, right now, let's even forego the shows that have ended that were really good, you know? Like, we were talking about Teen Titans and Young Justice before, but stuff like Avatar: The Last Airbender and Legend of Korra, which wrapped up,
plus
like, last year.
Plus the many, many animes that are just all the rage right now, for sure.
Well, I mean, listen, right now, the big deals are Adventure Time. There are Steven Universe, they are Gravity Falls. Those are the big like cartoons that like people talk about all over the place. They're what a lot of people watch, and they have a huge, and this is the thing, they have a huge fan base that's outside of the normal kid demographic. And more people, I mean, the biggest example, even like, you know, that it's going to come up sooner or later on this channel, wink, is My Little Pony. How many people are buying My Little Ponies that wouldn't have bought them had the show not been, presumably, I haven't watched it, so I don't know. But a lot of like people that aren't in a target demographic like that show, and because of that, they bought the merchandise.
Yeah, from what I've seen, like, because I know a couple people who like My Little Pony, so I'm fine
with
them.
Takuma's one of them. Takuma likes My Little Pony.
Yeah, honestly.
I know people in real life, too, that like it, so they show me this stuff, and honestly, it is pretty good animation, and I haven't watched enough to kind of get the gist of the characters, but I feel that there's the gist, whatever it is.
Young Justice.
Young Justice Warriors.
There's our episode title right there.
Justice League.
The Justice League.
There will be justice in this coot.
Oh, got it right here. Dawn of Justice.
Just do it.
When does that come out?
Just do it.
When does that movie come out?
Next year, 2016.
No, duh. When does it come out?
Wow.
Wait, you said when does it come out? Like, you're wanting the actual date?
Yes.
When is it coming out? In the future. Well, no, wait. Duh.
Well, I mean, some people are like, is it 2016 or 2017? So
March 25th. Okay.
March? Oh, March. Man. You know, do you remember when Civil War, like, and back when it was Captain America 3 and Superman, like, Man of Steel 2, and they Marvel and DC were aiming for the same weekend? Like, it was going to be the same weekend they were both going to release, and people were like, well, who's going to move? And Marvel's like, we're not moving. And it's because nobody knew beforehand, but Captain America 3 was Captain America versus Iron Man. And Marvel's like, no, Captain America versus Iron Man versus Batman versus Superman, we're going to bank on us.
Well, of course.
And, I mean, let's face it, I would totally
I'd totally watch Civil War over Batman v Superman.
Definitely. Zack Snyder has still yet to prove himself as a good superhero director to me. This Russo brothers do not. The Russo brothers, and like from what Sebastian Stan's been saying, the action is like crazy insane. He's like, it's insane, it's brutal. They do all this creative stuff with all the superpowers. And I'm like, I can't wait to see those fight scenes. They're going to be amazing.
I'm actually really excited about seeing new directors like take hold of the superhero movie franchises.
I'm sick of Zack Snyder already.
I don't like his style. I like his thing when he's dominating
everything DC now. Like, was it not only is he doing Man of Steel and Batman v Superman, but isn't he like doing some other movie too?
Yeah, he's doing some. He's forwarding some other movie. I forget what. And DC's trying to, like, they don't have a vision for what their cinematic universe is going to be. Their thing is, well, Chris Nolan did a great job.
They're just kind of rolling with the punches. They're really just throwing stuff out there and seeing what works.
Right.
It's like, let's see. Batman versus Superman. Yeah, let's see how that goes.
Yeah,
and then we'll make
like,
more.
Let's include, do you want Aquaman? Aquaman's going to be in this movie. Cyborg? Cyborg's going to be in this movie.
Wonder Woman.
Let's have Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Let's have him in a movie.
Wait, what?
It's like they're taking.
I believe he's either Black Adam or Captain Marvel.
Oh, no, he's in the movie or in another movie?
Black Adam. Maybe in Batman vs Superman. Maybe in I think it's in Batman vs Superman because they announced him pretty early on, and they haven't. They've announced a Shazam movie, but it's like.
There's also Jesse Eisenberg is like Lex Luthor, who I'm
Lex
like
Luker.
Luca, yeah, Lex Luthor. Which I'm very skeptical about. He doesn't look very threatening to me.
I have faith in him. I think he's going to come through.
I've seen Social Network. I'd like to see that guy go up against Superman.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I'm just a bit skeptical of his.
Yeah, I'm skeptical too. Because there hasn't been a good Lex Luthor ever.
No.
There's never been a good Lex Luthor in a live action movie.
I think Batman as Ben Affleck is going to be great, and I think Lex Luthor is going to be polarizing. Those are my predictions.
Yeah, everybody's kind of like on board of Ben Affleck as Batman now after seeing that trailer. You don't ever hear like, Ben Affleck, you're so terrible in Daredevil. You don't hear that anymore.
Nope.
But it just goes to show you that.
You still kind of hear it, but now people are just gravitating more towards the Jesse Eisenberg hate that they just completely forgot about Ben Affleck.
It's a parasite sucking the hate. Maybe that's why they did it.
Exactly. It just goes to show like how one director can change the entirety of a show. Which, tying back, can go back into like how whoever is in charge of the Bionicle show could shape how Bionicle.
You and your segues, ugh.
Greg Wiseman in charge of Bionicle 2016.
Dude, Greg Wiseman would be the perfect choice. No. The perfect choice would be the two guys who did Avatar. That would be the perfect choice. But Greg Wiseman is also great, too. Greg Wiseman would do a great show that was layered with a lot of plot that wasn't too confusing for kids, but still, like, kept other people interesting. And the main thing, like, the thing that has to stick is that this show cannot be geared for kids.
No, it has to realize that its goal, of course, is for kids, but don't alienate other audiences.
But don't dumb it down for kids. Because kids will gravitate upwards. They always do. Whenever, like, if you give a kid a good quality show that they can watch, they will always gravitate towards that, and they'll gravitate up towards that, no matter how complex this plot goes.
It doesn't work in reverse.
Does not work in reverse. Adults will not gravitate towards something made for kids. But
well, not always.
Not always. Well, I mean, like, the stuff that adults gravitate towards that are made for kids have an additional thing that makes them appealing to adults.
Yeah, they're written with all audiences in mind, and that's what I want for the Bionicle show, because that's really how it ages best, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Because it becomes more memorable among different demographics.
It's like, have you ever gone back to watch a movie? Because I went to go watch Ice Age again, like the first one, I didn't like it at all. I at least love it as... No, I didn't. Well, I didn't love it as I used to. Like, I used to love the film.
I remember loving that movie.
Now I'm like...
Yeah, I still like that movie.
I just didn't find the jokes funny at all. I was just like, I liked the storyline and, like, what they were doing. But other than that, I didn't like the animation and all that. I didn't like it.
Oh, wow. Well, that was personal opinion. Something that reinforces Ben's point, how many people look back towards Batman, the animated series? Which is still very much, it was very much made for kids. It was a Saturday morning cartoon slot, the Batman animated show. But it was so well done.
That show was so good.
Yeah.
That show
that really set the bar for, like, animated DC cartoons. Because, like, after that's when we started seeing stuff like Justice League and Teen Titans, et cetera, et cetera.
And Young Justice, it stems from that show.
Really
does. And how good that show was and how great it did all this really, like, really deep, really complex stuff. And it was still geared towards kids. So the idea isn't like, Lego has to shy away from their target demographic. But don't gear it towards them, because Bionicle, out of all your lines right now, out of all Lego's original lines, Bionicle has the most potential to be a multi-layered show. And the multi-layered mythology and like this,
especially since like a lot of the fans are fans of the original series too,
right? And of course,
and we're all older
now.
We're all freaking adults here at this podcast talking about this thing. I mean, come on, give us something too.
A good quality show, and I know Lego's not in the business of making TV shows, but a good quality TV show will stand like the test of time and will be talked about by a lot of people for a long time. My Little Pony, from now on, will always be remembered with this other demographic in mind. It will always have this new stigma attached to it that it never had before. My Little Pony used to be like Barbie.
Gave that thing a second thought.
A second thought.
That thing
was
a nightmare.
Right. And because of how good that show is, the merchandise has done way well, and the entire tone of how they're going to handle that franchise has done very well. And I mean, the Lego Movie is another example, too. The Lego Movie is very clever. The Lego Movie has a lot of great jokes for... I mean, not adult jokes, like dirty jokes, but like a lot of like clever humor and a lot of, you know, witty stuff, and it did amazingly well. So hopefully Lego, like, you know, sees all that stuff that's going into how
basically
shows
just
are done.
Be smart about the writing. Don't assume that your audience is like a bunch of dumb kids or something. write it just like the Lego Movie.
And this is the thing too. If I know, like, you know, I know Merlin Mann sometimes watches their stuff. This is more directed towards corporate as opposed to like the people actually writing, because I know that the people actually writing don't have a huge say in the tone sometimes. Sometimes
exactly.
Corporate comes down, they're like, we need to dumb this down. We can't have all this stuff going. You need to rewrite it. And nobody sets out wanting to write a bad thing. But sometimes, you know, when you have, and for overhead corporate, of course, is looking into all these data and stuff, and they have all this metrics that we don't have. And they're thinking like, oh, if we want to appeal to kids, we can't have blank and we need you to do this. So, if you're listening and, you know, maybe you work for Lego, you're a writer or whatever, we get it. You guys are doing the best job you can. This is like a direction, just an appeal to the general Lego company as a whole. It's like, please take Bionicle in this direction. Please, please, please.
Yep.
We beg on our knees.
Invest in this idea and it will pay off for you.
Cancel Nexo Knights and invest in Bionicle.
No, you don't please. Need to do that. because now the people that write Nexo Knights are like, all right, well, we're dismissing this channel.
Yeah.
There we go.
Nexo Knights is going to be good.
Nexo Knights, I hope, is going to be really good.
Man, forget about Nexo Knights. No one's going to like
it. Go on. I'm sure some people will like it. Lego seems to strike gold with ridiculous ideas that normally would not be well liked.
Well, sometimes they also like... It sometimes also falls flat, too.
Yeah.
But Galador.
Well, I mean, you know, I think the thing that needs to happen is just to be more complex of the story. Because if you look at the story, I feel like Ninjago is more complex than Chima was. In terms of, like...
Oh, hands down. There's not even
there's all this, you know, this thing with the kid, what's his name? Lloyd... And
Lloyd
Garmadon and his father and, you know, all that stuff, and Garmadon pushing stuff in the end, and they had some stuff with Cragger switching sides, but other than that, there
not
wasn't
nearly as compelling.
Yeah, it wasn't as compelling, or and you know it was all up to like how Lego, how the show was done and how
exactly
corporate handled everything. So we don't know. Everyone tries to do their best.
Yep.
So,
I'm tired.
I've been exhausted for the last couple days.
I've had such a bad throat for the past couple days.
I've done the thing. I did, like, I've crossed off partly something on my bucket list I've always wanted to do, but I'm going to have to do it in an official capacity. And that is stay up all night and wait, or not stay up all night, but like wait in front of a store for the launch of an iPhone. So, I've done that, but I want to do it in New York, like with the actual Apple store one day.
Oh my goodness. You want to die? You have some sort of
I do. I want to, like, I want to hang out with a bunch of people in front of an Apple store all night.
Yeah,
a bunch of weird freaks. Talk about technology and, like, have
and
a giant poster
of
Steve
Jobs.
And then you
guys can just spit all over each other.
Put candles and, like, worship at the shrine while we're waiting for the store to open.
You got a bunch of guys wearing black turtlenecks. Trying to look like Steve Jobs.
Oh, man, that turtleneck, though.
That would be interesting.
And then we've also had a lot of late meetings and discussions recently where...
We got into, like, this really big, like, almost pseudo-philosophical...
We had a discussion the other night. Why do you do this channel? Why are you here?
Why are we here?
You ever wonder why we're here? And...
it's life's greatest mystery.
You ever wonder what's up there?
We all went around like, what do you want from this channel? What do you want to do? And we all had different answers, and it was really interesting.
Stayed up till like 4 a.m.
Yeah. And then, of course, we also like we're launching the all these new projects that we have going on that we're really excited
someday
to have you guys see.
Someday
we'll have them all set to go.
Someday.
Like BioCraft and On Air.
Yes, exactly. We're bringing back BioCraft. We're doing Okoto 2015. We're doing BioCraft 2015.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Confirmed.
Okoto Craft.
For real this time.
Okoto the craft. Minecraft Mashinima.
No cancellations.
No, it's Mashinima.
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 Oh, man.
Mashinima. I remember how popular that.
As soon as Piper said that, I was like, we are grasping at straws.
Episode 7.
Oh my God. Always grasping at straws. I'm not good at the humor.
Did you guys see episode 17?
God, this is an awful episode. I can just hear Var right now.
I know, right? Var's like, oh my God, you guys.
Var telling us to get a grip.
Did you guys see the amazing battle with Skull Basher?
No.
Really,
I'll be honest, I have not kept up with the animated series in a bit.
I have, but, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of, like, our complaints of the book, there's been a lot of retreading lately. And I think it has to do with budget issues with the animation, so
they reuse scenes from, like, the previous episode.
Yeah, well, I mean, they do...
Almost all of the last four episodes, except for one, have had a recap of some kind.
And the thing is, like, they...
really dumb.
It's presented as, like, a last time on Bionicle thing, which wouldn't be bad if this was more than 90 seconds long.
Yeah, it's, like, 1 minute and 30 seconds long.
Which is, like, I mean, you know, like, I...
The story isn't that complex. I haven't lost track of what's happening.
Yeah,
I want to see new stuff. I really do.
See, this is the thing. This is the thing that needs to not happen with the Bionicle show, if that is actually going to be a thing. Don't insult your audience's intelligence.
Recap.
Well, it's not. I don't think it's an insult. It's because they didn't have, like, the Bionicle budget wasn't as big, and we know this.
Sure,
because
maybe, but if that's not the case, the point still stands. Don't insult the intelligence of your audience.
Like, still, things are picking up quite a lot because the season's almost over. I think we have two more episodes.
Yeah,
left.
We got a Battle Skull Grinder.
Yeah, we're about to get the epic battle with
That's
Colta
why I was confused.
Starts.
You're like, did you see the battle with Skull Grinder? And I'm like, no, we were
Skull
about
Basher,
to.
I said.
Oh, Skull said Basher, Skull Bash. Sorry. I'm really
no,
like
I think
Grinder.
You said Skull Grinder.
Well, I was saying it. No, I thought I said Basher.
You totally said Basher.
It was a pretty, like, what battle? Sorry? Skull Basher battle?
An amazing battle.
You
it
mean,
was
like, the
beatdown? And, like, super. No, it was super in depth. Yeah. And, like, Skull Basher really did a lot of stuff.
It was some Hulkbuster versus Iron Man.
It was
Sorry,
so much more annoying
Hulk
seeing that.
Iron Man, I mean Hulk versus.
It was so much more annoying seeing this quote unquote battle in visual media than it was in the book. How stupid it is! It's the worst one, hands down.
Wait, what happens in the book again?
Onua charges the Skull Basher's in the door.
Oh,
and he's
right.
Standing in the door, and Onua charges him, and he takes his mask, and the Toa are like, "Let's give him a taste of unity," and Basher's down.
Why would you do that anyway? I'm like, Akimu is probably become
and
my
then,
favorite character just
and then
because
what
this
happens
one line.
In the animation?
He's like, "Have you learned nothing?
Have you learned
what do you
nothing?
Mean?
The same thing happens in the animations. It's just more annoying to see. Onua does his stupid charging animation they've reused, where he has like his hammer above his head and he's running, and then Basher just he like tilts his head down slightly, and Onua runs into his horns and like falls
and
back down the
fatality.
Steps.
Fatality.
Fatality.
He gets impaled by his
I mean,
horns.
That is how it's
kind of
described to happen in the book, but I guess now that you actually get to see
annoying.
It, like, actually unfold, it's stupid.
No worse, it's just
so stupid
to see.
It's a shame.
But I have high hopes for the Skull Grinder fight.
Yeah. I do think that will be pretty cool.
Hopefully
it's going to translate
very
well into visual media, I feel. Yeah.
And I am excited to see what comes next to the animations.
I'm just curious if they're going to show their new masks at the end or not, because we had this debate if they're if the golden masks Akimu gives them are their 2016 masks or not.
Oh, that's a good thought.
Well, it would make sense if they did that, because there was like a teaser for next year's, like when we had the first winter wave, and when the hand comes out of the ground, and we're like, ooh.
Exactly. Spooky, scary skeletons.
So shivers down your
spine. No copyright enemies. Me. Okay. But anyway.
Well, here's something I was thinking, okay? The Netflix show. If they do a Netflix show, how are they going to sum up this first year? Are they just going to pick
got
up?
Their masks and they fought some unmemorable
Well, I mean, like...
That's all they have.
I mean, like, are they going to start off by, like, pretending it's a completely new show? Mm-hmm. Or are they going to, like, continue it? Like, everybody
I bet
knows what happened beforehand?
They could do, like, an introduction similar to Avatar... That kind of recaps what happened. Like,
yeah, everything changed.
Everything changed
with
the skull
spider's
attack.
I mean, like, if
but
it's
then
the
came
same,
six
if it's
Toa
the same,
heroes who defeated the Skull Spiders and Skull Villains, and now they're here. Here's Bionicle.
And I believe they can change the world. Da 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 da.
Look, if it's the same art style, the animation's on Netflix.
Makuta's still out there, and I believe that they can save Akoto from his evil.
It should be like the highlight should be like the Akoto Origins video.
Long ago, two brothers lived in harmony.
I've got to give that video credit. And everything changed. I've seen and I thought it was incredible.
Gotta shout out Akoto Origins.
The Kikanalo one was really good as well.
You gotta see this after the episode. Yeah. This is like a work of art, man. Okay,
we should talk about this on Fanfare, Viper.
Yeah, whenever
that comes out, we should talk about it. All the great fan stuff that's being made. But actually, this is it's done by Metronui Legacy, right? He's the guy that does... Yep.
He did another short called Kikanalo.
Yeah, he's one of the... Outside of, Little Brotherhood Studios, which has gone dark recently.
Oh,
I don't think
I completely forgot about them.
Yeah, outside of them, I think right now he's my favorite stop-motion...
He adds a lot of cinematic.
I remember Kikanalo. I really liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cinematic. He has a very cinematic, visual aesthetic, which I love.
That's what I like the most about him. His stuff doesn't look like stop motion,
stop
motion.
Basically.
there's a cinematic flair to it.
No offense.
And there is, I did somewhat see, throughout this video, I saw, kind of some of the cheats, quote unquote, he used to make some of them are they're not actual stop motion animation.
It's tweens and things.
Yeah, there's parts and he's cut out the parts and then he's tweened them like an animation, like a rig. Yeah. So they're photos and they're moving around. But even still, it's still very well done.
Really good. It still looks 3D.
It still looks it's amazing. And it's the best stop motion I've seen this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aside from Kikanalo, it probably would have been one of the best I've seen.
Well, I was thinking of Struggle in the Drifts, but that's animated, so.
Oh yeah, the Struggle in the Drifts was good too, but that was different from stop motion, as far as I believe.
Last I heard from him, he just went dark to work on Project Toa, without having to give any deadlines, which is something we can relate to.
Yep.
Unfortunately, hopefully the same thing doesn't happen to him.
I hope not. I love that. His animation was amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Merlin Mann just sent out a tweet 7 minutes ago. Things are getting heated at Forge of the Mask Makers. They linked the episode. Things are getting heated.
If you can't deal with the heat, stay out the forge.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Viper.
You're great, Merlin Mann.
So... Anyhow,
we could go ahead and just end.
Can we end? Oh, wait, no, can I do one quick thing? And that is, hey, I want to go to NYCC.
You should have done this at the start, but go ahead.
I completely forgot to do this.
Yeah, most people tuned out now.
Yeah, I know. We're plugging out all this stuff. Maybe, no, we can cut it and put it in front, right? Can we?
Find out barbecue. Go ahead.
All right, so here's the deal. I have to, I'm wanting to go to New York Comic Con, and basically someone's handing out free tickets if you have a sketch drawn of their logo. It's a contest on this page, and it ends next Wednesday. What you have to do is that you have to go on this page called Curicon on Facebook and like the shared photo that they shared of me on their page. So if you like that, I'm pretty close behind this other guy.
You're 21 votes behind.
I'm 21 votes now? Good grief. Yep. Beforehand, I was I was 10. So, but I mean, it's it's what?
Oh, wait, never mind. You're 19 votes behind.
Okay. It is, it's right now, how many votes? It's 30 something to 40?
It's 49 to 30.
Okay.
Actually, no, 31.
31, so 18. Favor.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's still manageable if we get some fan involved.
Yeah, if some of you
now,
guys can
listen, if they do this for you, they got to get something in return. I'm thinking vlogs.
Not only just vlogs. Yeah. There's the main reason I'm going to New York Comic Con is because we've been in contact with some people and some LEGO employees, and hopefully I'm going to go and meet them there and get some talk with them, get some kind of new info, get some cool videos done. That's what I want to do with New York Comic Con, because the LEGO does have a booth there, and we know some LEGO employees will be there. We've been in contact, talking. if it doesn't work out, I'll still maybe meet them in New York, just not at Comic-Con, but it'll be, for me, it would be way better to go to there and do all that stuff. And we got contacted kind of like a bit last minute, so that's why we weren't able to get tickets in time. And what? How much are they messing? Like $200 for like a full
the
thing?
The tickets are all sold out now, so you'd have to buy them on eBay. And right. Yeah, if you wanted to go... Buying like a one-day pass isn't that expensive. But if you want to go more than one day, that's what's really expensive.
Right. So, Tuesday and Friday, if you guys could help me out, I would really appreciate that. That'd be
send it to
really
all best. Your friends that like that are on Facebook. Get this going. TTV if, Power, yeah. He'll make vlogs.
The TTV Power.
Yeah, and now a, that I do have... Get NYCC too, because I never actually got to go.
Aww.
Yeah.
But you have to push your plane ticket, man. I'm going to go to New York. Like, I'm going to be at New York no matter. But
you're paying for my plane and ticket.
Now I also have the nifty new iPhone 6S, which will
no
take
one cares
very great
about
vlogs.
The iPhone 6S.
Plug in. Hey,
I care,
plugging.
Ben. I care.
You only care because okay. You have it.
Rest in peace, Steve Jobs.
Can it curve in your pocket? Like the other one could?
I bet it can.
Could it bend?
Can it bend?
Okay. So.
Yeah. That are we done here?
It's honestly pretty much all for this episode of the TTV
Sick
podcast. It's refreshing to have a shorter episode.
Sorry, it was such a lame one, guys. Okay.
I liked it. I had fun.
It's all right, you know.
So not every episode
is
can be
fault.
Crazy.
Well, it's because we lost all the laughing. Crazy people. We don't have LJ. We don't have Var yelling at people. We don't have X. We don't have Takuma. We have we just us.
We have news.
Just us. The boring sane people.
Let us all agree.
But smarter people.
Netflix hype.
Netflix is going to be
Netflix
either the best
real.
Thing to happen to Bionicle or kind
very
of a letdown. The biggest letdown I've had in my entire Bionicle career. Career, yep. Quote unquote.
Yay,
no pressure,
Netflix.
Like
that. No pressure, guys.
Every
hey.
Last second of this podcast okay. To make up for it. Yay.
So thank you very much for listening to this episode of the TTV podcast. And be sure to tune in next week. Or we will discuss whatever new info comes out during that time. Until then, please be sure to continue the discussion on the boards when they're back at board.ttvpodcast.com or board.ttvchannel.com. That's going to take some getting used to.
Yeah, I know,
more
right?
Enthusiasm.
I hate it.
I know.
This rebranding is all unnecessary. You guys are dumb. I hate you.
Perhaps. So thank you all for listening. We will see you all next week. I'm Messene.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Venom.
And I'm Viper.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks
goodbye.
For knowing your place, Viper.
Goodbye.
We doing an after show or not?
We could
yeah,
do an
sure.
after show.
I don't want to do an after
we'll
show.
Well, you don't have
let's
to be
go.
Here. It's
oh,
like, it's
okay.
Optional.
You know what?
I'm meaning that in
you
a
know
friendly
what?
Way.
Diaper?
It's optional.
You don't have to be such a poopy diaper.
Oh, great. We're going back to the diaper situation. Yes, okay.